Let us come together and go before God, asking God to be with us as we go through this teaching today. Lord, we ask that you look down on us with favor and touch our hearts and our mind, God, to be with us as you say in your word, Christ Jesus, you live in the Father and the Father lives in you. Lord, and we are seeking to live our lives in you so you can be in us. We can do nothing without you, God. We can't live our lives without you, Lord. We can try, but we will fail. God, we ask that you give us understanding today. Enlighten our minds and our hearts into your ways. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So let's talk about with our God as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit today. See, in the beginning, many of us thought that we could live our lives without God and be successful. We had a sense of God because of our parents insisted that we went to church. But we did not depend on God, nor did we see the Lord as our help. And there are still many today who believe that they can live without God in this world. There are many things that what we go through that can cause us to be successful, to live our lives in a way that we don't need God. See, there are many things we go through that causes us to then turn and start trying to have a relationship with God because of the way this world is and what we have to go through in this world. See, for me, I knew I was called at an early age, but I called myself trying to make a deal with God to allow me to go and spend time in the world, to partake of the world, and then later I would dedicate myself to God, to give my life to God on my timetable and when I wanted to. Trying to live without God is a senseless plan. And we will suffer until we turn our life over to God. As it was with Abraham, and when we enter to a place, we should be able to tell if those who live there or work there, if that person or that group of people are trying to live without God. Because you sense whether they have a fear of God in their hearts or not. See, and then it's interesting how we have to deal with these type of people because we don't know how they do things. See, we don't have much in common with them. We don't know how they judge things, how they make plans, how they make decisions. We don't know their source of truth because they're not seeking God. People who live without God, live without someone teaching them God's word and ways and God's truth. Their lives are full of distress because they have not sought God. So they have not found the one that can help them to give them understanding, to give them peace and joy in their life. They're without God. Living without God leads a person to wickedness. Because of the fear of God, people who live without God flatter themselves. They're unable to detect and acknowledge their sins. Words that come from their mouth are full of wickedness and deceit because without God, there is no wisdom. Nothing that come from us will be true. See, because we're living without God. We're living without God's truth in this world. When we try to live without God, we'll never change our ways. We'll be the type of person who attack our friends and we promote violence. And though our speech is smooth as butter, their hearts is always at war. And though their words are smoother than oil, they're always drawn into fighting. Because they're living without God. They're living without the peace and the love of God in their hearts. So when we try to live without God, though, through our own fault, we will lose with God's inheritance. We'll lose the promises of God working in our lives. We have no fear of God. We rather trust in man and we trust in ourselves, depend on flesh and depend on our own strength as we continue to try to turn away from God every day of our lives. This is what we see in the world today. So many people, including Christians, we're turning away from God's truth. We're turning away from God's word. When we try to live without God, we'll be the kind of person that plants wickedness. And reap evil and we eat the fruits of deception. We have no fear of God. We depend on our own strength. We have no sense of the Lord, nor do we desire it. Go with me to Hosea chapter 10, verses 13. When we try to live without God, we seek things that allows us to depend on self and not on God. Hosea chapter 10, verses 13 says, "But when you have planted wickedness, you have reaped evil, you have eaten the fruits of deception, because you have depended on your own strength and on your many warriors." See, Christ Jesus, his apostles, and those he calls to be servants, teachers, Christ follows to depend on God. Not depend on man, not depend on the pastor, not depend on anything but God. See, the Apostle Paul understood that after he had gone, savage wolves would come in and not spare not one of God's people. They would come in with their own teaching, with their own beliefs. They'll come in and try to teach those who are trying to follow God and start distorting the truth in order to draw them away from following God. We must be on our guard. We must always desire to live with God and want others to do the same. We try to live without God, our mouth will be full of cursing and bitterness. Our feet will be shifted to shed blood. Ruin and misery will mark our path because we don't know the ways of peace. There is no fear of God in our eyes. We're living for ourselves. We're living for our own way. Even though we call ourselves a Christian, we're not living for God. We try to live without God. We will not accept the things of God that comes from the Spirit of God. It would be foolishness to us. We're not understanding because our spirit is discerning. We will not lend our lives to the will of God, nor give our lives over to God. When we live our lives without God, we remain separated from Christ Jesus, excluded from the citizens of the kingdom of God. We'll be foreigners to the covenant of God, without hope, without God in this world. See, living without God is like living without truth, without hope, without peace, without joy. No matter what someone says, no matter what is proven, no matter what is done, we're still denying the truth. See, we don't think we need God's truth. We have our own. We don't need hope from God. We can generate our own hope. See, we don't need God's peace and joy. We can create our own peace, but we always fail. We always fall short. While some may say they are not living without God, but they have not fully given themselves over to all of God's word and ways. They try to work the middle, but the Lord says this makes a person a lukewarm believer. We have to see the problem here. Solomon was a person chosen by God, but he allowed his wives to turn his heart to other gods, to other things, and he was not fully devoted to God. We see this lukewarm behavior in some of the kings who led God's people in the past, such as King Jeroboam, who received from his father all that God had devoted to. King Jeroboam's heart was not fully devoted to God, and it caused him to experience hardship in his life. Even King David experienced times when he was not fully devoted to God. He said, "My soul thirsts for God, to live for God." He said, "Where can I go and meet God? My tears have been my food day and night." What people say to him all day long, "Where is your God?" See, it's important we learn to stay connected to God so we don't feel disconnected, so others don't see us trying to walk without God in our lives. We have to understand the behavior of a lukewarm believer. Lord says these people are always turning away from their faith. They betray and hate each other. And sometimes they show anger toward God. There will be lukewarm prophets who deceive many in this world. You and I got to understand that this lukewarm behavior is going to increase, God says. As believers become more and more lukewarm towards God, wickedness is going to increase in this world. The love of for others, the love for God is going to grow cold in this world. So there's a danger in being a lukewarm believer. Even more danger in following a lukewarm preacher or teacher. Jesus said, can a blind person lead a blind person? Will not both fall into the pit? See, Christ teaches us that a student is not above the teacher, that everyone who trained properly will just be just like the teacher, not trying to be great or anything special, but lending itself to the things of God, to the teachings of God. Cannot be a lukewarm believer who focuses on religious things and not spiritual things of God. We cannot be a lukewarm person who is mindful of secret things or special days. See, lukewarm believers are someone who is concerned with what they eat and abstaining from things for religious purposes. We need to be fully convinced what we believe in. See, none of us live for ourselves. None of us die for ourselves. Now, we're in Christ Jesus. We must fully devote to God and live our lives in Christ. And even if we are a lukewarm believer, the Lord has given us time to change and become fully devoted to Him. See, when we were a child, we thought like a child. When we became a devoted believer, we put childish things behind us. We see being a lukewarm believer as a reflection of our old self. Paul said, I throw these things behind me. We cannot have lukewarm faith in God. We will not escape if we refuse to obey. If we turn away from God's word and ways, we will not escape what is coming. If we deny our calling, if we refuse to follow Jesus, we will not escape what is coming. You and I cannot stand here as Christians and be a lukewarm believer, someone who lives for God sometime and without God other times. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 25. We cannot live in the middle, thinking we will escape what is coming. We must be fully devoted to God every day of our lives, all the time, no matter who we are in front of, no matter who we with. At work, you need to be fully devoted to God. See, even when you're out in entertainment and doing things, you need to be fully devoted to God. Even at night when you're out and enjoying life, you need to still be fully devoted to God. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 25 says, see that you do not refuse him who speaks to you. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? We cannot think that being lukewarm is going to allow us to enter into the kingdom of God. We have to watch out so we don't lose what we worked so hard for, so we are fully rewarded. We cannot be the type of person who runs ahead and not continuing to teach of Christ Jesus. We need to be devoted to God the Father and to our Lord Christ Jesus and stay in step with the Spirit. So we're all going to be judged by Christ. He knows our deeds. He knows if we are cold or hot. He knows if some of us have lukewarm faith and lukewarm belief and lukewarm obedience and lukewarm devotion to God. Christ Jesus says, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. See, you say I'm rich, I required wealth, and I don't need anything. But you don't realize that you're wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. We cannot live without God. We cannot be a lukewarm believer who lives between this world and God. We must live and demonstrate our devotion to God so when we are needed and to call on him, he will answer. Like Hezekiah, who was fallen ill, he asked God to remember how he walked faithfully before him with wholehearted devotion, doing what was good in God's sight. And God moved in Hezekiah's life. The Lord says this is what we must do. So show our devotion to God. We cannot come to God's house as we usually do and sit there and listen to God's word, never putting what we hear into practice. God says our mouths would expect devotion to him, but our hearts and our deeds are unjust. See, if we want to establish our faith in the Lord correctly, then devoting ourselves to God the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus, will be devoted to ourselves every day and to each other in love and peace and joy and happiness. See, we need to honor others above ourselves, hating what is evil and clinging to what is good. Must never lack zeal and have spiritual fervor in serving the Lord and fully devotion to him.
Can't live without God in this world. We must devote ourselves to the things of God and to the works of God and to the teachings of God. Go with me to Romans chapter 12, verses 9 and 11. We must develop sincere faith in God. Be devoted to God. We know God loves true worshipers. He loves those who devote themselves to Him, who are faithful in the things of God. Romans chapter 12, verses 9 and 11 says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving God. See, we have to be careful in the way we operate in this world. Satan's want our faith covered up in darkness. The devil tries to deceive us, to con us, to lead our mind astray so we're not sincere and devoted to Christ Jesus as we should be. We have to stay with God's word and be mindful of those who teach something different, which makes us unspiritual and undevoted to God. We have to devote ourselves to God so we don't try to live without the Lord. We need to devote ourselves to prayer, to being watchful and thankful. Devoting ourselves to continuing your prayer so God would move, so the Lord would open doors, so the word of God would be preached correctly, and we would live our lives with sincere faith in God. We have to devote ourselves to God and not to myths that are made up that promote controversy among those who are trying to walk with God. We have to make ourselves sure that we're doing what is good in God. We have to make sure that what we're doing is not done without God. We need to be devoted with a pure heart, a good conscience, and sincere faith. See, being devoted to God is a choice we have to make. Do we walk as a Christian without God in our life, going to church, listening to preaching, getting up and continuing our life in this world? Or do we devote ourselves to God, to Christ Jesus, to the ways of God? See, in the first choice, we have this sense of God. But when we need the Lord, when we cry out to God, He does not answer or move in our lives because we still are living in this world, though we call ourselves Christians. See, we're still trying to live in this world and we're living in our God because this world and the things of this world is more important to us. We're devoted to those things and not to the things of God. See, but on the second option, when we see ourselves devoted to God's will and ways, we start living our lives with God. God would then be something that you and I live our lives for because we live our life with God. And when we pray, when we fall into trouble, then our life with God will cause God to answer us. And He'll move in our life. God will honor the faithful ones. He will put His word into practice. We devote our lives to God, serving Him night and day. And God will honor us when we need help, when we fall sick, when we're in financial trouble, because our life is in God and our life is in Christ Jesus. And Christ lives in us. God will move in our lives because we don't try to live our lives without God. We don't try to walk in this world without God. We work, so we're not living our lives without God's presence, His power and truth and love in our life. We live to be an example to those, to teach and show people how to establish their faith in God through devotion and good speech and love and faith in the way we live. We devote ourselves to scripture and godly teaching so God will bless our lives. We need the Lord in our life every day. We must learn how to devote ourselves to God through our walk and through doing good things and to share what God has blessed us with. We work in devoting ourselves to prayer, to study, to examine our walk, to God's truth, to one another so we don't live unproductive lives before God. Praise God. God did not create us so we could live without Him. He gave us free will so we can choose to live with God, so we can have a life with God, with the Father and the Son. It's, you and I must understand that we can't live our lives without God in our life. We can't have one foot in the world and one foot in God. Praise the Lord. Christ Jesus came so we don't remain far away from God, but we come closer to experience more of God in our lives every day. Thank you, Jesus. See, in the beginning, we lived our lives without God, even though we was in church. At some point, we chose the world over God. We chose the things of the world over God. We do it every day as Christians. Lord, help us to understand the truth about how we walk and how we do. Every day, you and I, instead of devoting ourselves to God and the things of God, when something happens, when things comes up, we show our devotion to the world. See, but thank God. Lord, thank you that you don't give up so easily. You continue through Christ Jesus to call us, to get us to see that life is much better if we live our lives with you, Lord. See, without God, we're just a religious person. But with the Lord, we devote ourselves to prayer, to faith, to love, to sharing, to God's word and ways. We devote ourselves. We devote our life to God. We put everything in our life to God. It's all about our life to God. It's not about our life in this world. We devote ourselves to God because we don't want to live without God. We devote ourselves to Christ Jesus so he leads us into the kingdom of God. We're devoted to love. Lord, help us. We're devoted to the body of Christ Jesus. We're devoted to God fully. Fully persuaded. We don't have to listen to somebody trying to tell us how to believe in God. You and I have devoted ourselves to God. All they're doing is confirming what God has already spoken, and they're strengthening us and encouraging us to do the things of God. But we have already devoted ourselves to the Lord. We devote ourselves and put it into practice all that God has taught us through his word, son, and spirit. We live our lives day and night devoted to God. Nothing turns us away. No trouble can turn us away to our devotion to God. We live devoted lives so we can live devoted to God. And Jesus will lead us into the kingdom of God. He will see the devotion of our heart. He will help us. He will comfort us. He'll never leave us. He'll strengthen us. He will encourage us. He'll lift us up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Teach us, God, how to live our lives so it is devoted to you. So we don't turn away from you, God. So we don't listen to preaching that tells us about worldly things, God. But teach us, God, how to be set apart, devoted to you, Father, to you, Lord Jesus. Guide our hearts and our minds into the teaching of God today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.